Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What up, everyone? It's your boys from the Sneaker Podcast. We're here. It's season 3, episode 23. Sean's really happy.
Very happy.
It's number 23. 23 is my favorite number as well. I'm sitting over here taking the intro for Mikey. Mikey is going for a few days for vacation, so we hope you're having a good time out there, Mike. I'm sitting with Chris. What up, Chris?
Yo!
And my boy Sean Collard.
What's up?
AKA Scholar 23. And the Clarell.
What's up, guys?
You guys are good?
Good.
You have a bug on you.
Nice.
All right, so let's kick off the podcast like we always do. My God, I feel like Mike. Shit.
You feel like Mike.
No. What did you guys wear on feet today? Chloe, what did you wear?
I wore Flyknits, a lot of Flyknits today. I wore the Goddesses this morning, and then I wore the Oreos to the podcast.
Nice. It's Flyknit season, eh?
It is.
But it is also Climate Cool season for me. Because I broke out my 2004 Rotterdam Climate Cools that I got off eBay this winter. I was waiting for that really warm first day of summer, which wasn't really today, but it kind of was warm. So, yeah.
They look kind of dad-ish.
They are like... It's just like a running shoe from 2004. Like, it's literally a running shoe. Mm. I just thought they had cool aesthetics and they were kind of cool. So, it was a go for me. But it really is. Like, this is like a dad shoe.
It's a dad shoe.
What year did it come out?
2004.
Oh, shit. Okay. It's holding up?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah. All right.
But it is a dad
shoe. Dad shoe.
What about you, Sean?
Well, for work today, I wore my Nike Air Tech Challenge 2s in the hot lava colorway.
Very nice.
Andre Agassi style. And for the pod tonight, I broke out my 2010 Cool Grey Jordan 11s. Because I'm a little salty. Because I mentioned on the last episode, that I had purchased from our friends Normal in Ottawa on a great sale they were having, the... Jordan 11 Lows in the cool gray colorway. And no sooner did I mention that than the very next day it was canceled on me. So I did not get those, unfortunately. So I said, I need to feel it. Now I had the itch to wear the cool gray 11, so I wore my 2010s.
Yeah. So I had mentioned that you should mention to them that you, hey man, I already said on the podcast that I scored the shoes off your site.
Yeah. I wasn't ready to throw my weight around just yet. But they're like, who?
Yeah, no, I was just curious to see if they would even, like, consider it. You know? I don't know what the specific reasons for canceling the order were.
They said out of stock.
Out of stock. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
Wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Chris, what did you wear on feet today?
Today, I wore some... Jordan 3, is it a Jordan 3? Tinkers?
Yeah.
Jordan 3 Tinkers.
Of course it is, yes.
Yeah.
Is it a Jordan 3?
Well, maybe it's just called the Tinker.
No, it's a 3.
Jordan 3 Tinker.
It's a 3 with a swoosh, it's a 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Beautiful. Name is very long.
It is,
yeah. I love these shoes.
Yes, I've noticed you wearing them quite a bit and it makes me happy.
I love them. I love taking photos of them. I like a lot of separate parts of the shoe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite part of the shoe? I think you said it was the red heel tab.
The red heel tab is a definite winner because it contrasts the white Nike Air very well. Mm-hmm. And is there another Jordan 3 with a red heel tab? No.
No.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I am a big fan of black elephant print.
Okay. You like the darker.
Yeah.
So the Fire Red 3s also had a dark elephant print.
Yeah. Okay. I did like those two.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it.
Nice. Did you guys pick up anything?
I almost picked something up.
Almost.
I carved it, then I fell asleep, and then the day after the sale was done.
Oh,
I carved those Calabasas all black. And the deal was pretty good. I think with shipping, it came out to like 122.
Whoa.
And then I'm like,
oh, I thought it was like, sorry, I thought it was like 107
ship. Plus shipping. It was $15 more. Because
Gotcha.
I didn't like put in my address, so I didn't like fully like.
Yes, you gave us a screenshot.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, maybe someone else is going to want something. I could combine the shipping because I'm such a cheap ass. And then I fell asleep. The day after, I'm like, okay, it's time to do this. Because I got an email reminder. And I'm like, oh, I'll do it later on. I completely forgot. And then, went back to regular price. 170 something. I'll wait for another deal for some other time. I don't know if you guys see any hovering at other stores.
So you have the gray Calabasas, correct?
Yeah.
So you need the OG and the black.
Yeah, the OG is just way overpriced.
Actually, no, I think the prices have gone down.
Unless I'm looking at the wrong plate. I'm like,
where are you
looking on eBay. Maybe it's overpriced on eBay.
I check out StockX.
Check out StockX.
It's not that bad, I find.
Maybe what? Goat.
To go,
yeah.
I think I gotta change the way I'm searching on eBay. I've been searching so that it actually ships to Canada.
Yeah,
I
know.
If I change my address to an American address, I think I'll see more options.
More options.
Sure,
yeah,
so
definitely.
Maybe I should change it up.
Yeah,
totally.
Did anyone else grab something?
I scooped up a pair of Mega Torsion ZX. Aqua colorway off of our good buddy Tim. He was getting rid of them for a very good price, so I took those off of him. I'm very happy because it's actually one of the first cool shoe that I really wanted when I was younger working at the outlets, and it only had like a size 11 and a half on the back walls and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I completely disregarded thinking about having this shoe one day in my life, and it actually happened last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very happy.
Cool.
What else? Nothing else. Oh yeah, I did ended up locking down a second pair of Orange Young ones.
Nice.
So I ended up scoring on the US website as well. So I'm very happy about that. Very cool. Yeah.
Sean.
Yes.
Aside from you got a cancellation, but
I did have a pickup. So I the quick story. So a friend of mine, who we actually had never met before, but Brian Romney from the OG Support Group, who's from Arizona, was going to doing a tour of sort of the East Coast, doing New York City with his son, going to the Yankees game. He went to Boston to see a Red Sox game, was going to the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield. And then his brother lives in Albany, New York, so he asked me, hey, would you want to meet up in Albany, New York, and which is about 3.5 hours from us here in Montreal, so... I did, and we met up, which is really cool to actually meet someone in person for the first time after talking. Brian and I talk pretty much every day, and if not several times a day. So it was cool to see someone in person after all this time, after like a couple of years of talking, texting and stuff, and via the OG Support Group. So one of the things that we did when we were there, obviously, is we went sneaker shopping, and I did pick up the Air Max 93s.
Oh.
In the white, black, and turquoise colorway, the original colorway.
So nice.
Yeah. So they were on sale for $99.
Oh, great price.
Wasn't too bad.
Is it like an outlet find?
No, this was actually at a place called Eblen's in the Crossgates Mall in Albany. So it was.
I haven't been there in a while.
It's good. They have some good deals.
I've been there.
Nice.
Yeah,
good memories there.
Yeah. So
now, I've been to the mall, but I haven't been to the store that you mentioned.
Eblen's? It's been around quite a while.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
I just hit like the Foot Locker, I don't know if they sell Finish Line.
Yeah, they have Finish Line, Foot Locker, Jimmy Jazz now.
Yeah.
Jimmy Jazz is there, and Eblen's. And they actually have a new place called Laced Up, which is a consignment shop. Obviously good stuff, but it was very expensive.
Yeah.
Consignment shop, yeah.
Oh,
but it's
awesome.
A good great mall. Yeah.
So were you nervous to meet Brian?
You know what? I was nervous because it was like, your first thought is like, is this really going to be the guy that I'm talking to? Like, is this going to be like a catfish situation? I'm going to end up in a trunk somewhere?
Elaborate catfish.
He laid low for 2 years
and
lured me to Albany, New York.
Yeah.
No, but it was great. And of course, you have those nerves at first because you're trying to make this small talk over dinner. It's like, but wait a minute. You realize you've been talking to the same guy for me and this other guy, Corey. For a couple of years. So, like, oh yeah, we have all these inside jokes you already have. It's like, then you kind of loosen up and it's like, Okay. So it ended up being a really, really fun experience. And his son's really cool. And his brother and his family were really cool. So it was a lot of fun.
So you had to put your virtual persona in person.
Yeah, exactly.
You're totally different from me.
Well, at first I said, do I call you OG Sneaker Nerd? Or what? How do I call you Brian? What do we do? That was funny. Cold feet were out of the way. Then
butterflies
were gone.
So you did meet his family, right?
I met his brother and his brother's wife and their two kids, and he was there with just his son, his 11-year-old son Jack.
I'm just trying to figure out how we explained to this to his family that.
I think he must talk to his family about like the OG support group and that we do stuff, and must have said his brother Zach knew who I was when I met him. But I am Scholar 23, so.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah.
They call you Scholar the whole time.
Yeah, Scholar, exactly.
You're
Scott,
right?
Scott. Yeah, exactly. No, but yeah, so it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun.
I think that's how it was with most of our crew. Like Canada Got Soul guys we met before, but not as they were Canada Got Soul. And like eventually meeting Calby and all those guys. Once everyone, like Jonathan Kim and everything, once everyone started showing up in Montreal or us going to Toronto, eventually like we're knocking them down one by one.
Yeah,
great. We've met everyone.
Right.
Now it's like,
And there is that little bit of like, what do we talk about? But I think you've already been talking so much that realize it's when you do it first face to face, it's not a slightly uncomfortable experience.
Uh-huh.
That goes away.
That's
quickly.
Funny.
Yeah.
And then you buy Air Maxes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy Air Max, right? For that's right.
And then everything's right.
And that's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you guys try to figure out the next meetup?
We're fantasizing about fantasies are a bad thing to say about meeting a guy friend, but we're having a fantasy about going to Charlotte for the All Star game.
Ooh, wow, that's totally worth it.
We're hoping to get our friend Corey Takahashi, who's iJapino on Instagram. The three of us will meet up there for All-Star Game. It just makes sense, right? Because we're all huge Jordan people, and
it's
in Charlotte, his hometown,
yeah.
It's his team. He's going to be there, and we're hoping that'll happen. Got to start saving now, though.
Yeah,
and you guys should do that.
You guys just wear matching Jordan jumpsuits.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. We're all going to wear our Aqua Fives.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Ah, that's awesome. Very cool. Okay, we're going to hold you to that.
All right.
We're going to track
the
progress.
That'll be a good episode.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Chris, did you pick up anything?
Yes, I did. So last episode, I was on the fence after kind of striking out on a shoe. Like the store was already closed by the time I got there. Thinking about it some more, the next day I did head downtown and I was able to scoop up a pair of Air Max 180 times Comme des Garçons.
Ooh,
I don't know anything. I know what that is.
The CDG, yeah.
Huge.
So
yes.
It is the white and pink pair.
Yes, yes.
So for those who don't know, retail in Canada for this shoe is like super high for an Air Max. It was $425.
Crazy.
Retail. It was on super sale. Less than 50%. More than 50% off.
Mm. Wow.
So I picked it up and I was pretty happy. At the same time, I pulled some moves and kind of raised some money. And I was in the Foot Locker, which is kind of across the street. So basically, I found the CDG at Simon's. And across the street from R. Simon's downtown is House of Hoops. So I said, I'm right here. Let me go to House of Hoops and check out the store, blah, blah, blah. I'm walking around, and in their glass case next to the front door is a pair of Tinkers. So I see Tinkers there. And in the other glass case, like they have two podiums, is the last shot, the Jordan 14 last shot. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I could do with one of these pairs. And I was like, you know what? I did have plans on eventually hitting up one of the Toronto guys and saying, hey, can you stop by the Jordan store and grab me another Tinker, blah, blah, blah. But since they were right in front of
the opportunity's there.
Yeah. So I asked them, do you guys have like size 10? They're like, yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow.
So they I think they had their surprise restock on a Wednesday
of
that week.
Yeah, middle of the week, yeah.
And we were, sorry, it was the Wednesday of the previous week or something,
mm-hmm.
and it was like Thursday, so I was like, okay. And it was, they were still there, so for a good week, they still had Tinkers in the store,
yes.
which is great.
And
I
like, no question, you asked for a size, you're like, yeah,
yeah, we have that one.
Yeah.
So, right away, he actually brought two boxes out.
Wow.
And then I felt like you, Sean.
Yes.
Because he was like, here you go.
See?
Pick which shoe you want
right?
out of the two size pens.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, cool. It was actually, it was a sneaker Sam I am.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
he's like a,
yeah.
a, you know, there's some people that work there that like sneakers, but he's like a sneaker head.
Real sneaker,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, okay, pick which pair you want. I'm like, cool. So I opened the boxes. I'm like, they look great. Whatever. So I grabbed one.
They're both.
I grabbed one, got it, and I was heading back to my car with essentially a pair of Tinkers and a pair of Air Max 180
wow.
CDG. So I'm like, awesome.
It's a big day.
Yeah, great week.
That's
great
crazy,
day.
Man. So now you got three pairs, four pairs?
Three pairs of Tinkers.
So we are tied.
We are tied.
So I need to break this tie, is what you're telling
it,
me.
It on Instagram, I posted a photo, and I said, it's not a competition, right?
And I said, hashtag, it is a competition.
It is a competition. So, yeah. We're not against each other, but
no,
we're not together either.
No, that's right.
That's right.
This is going
to
be great.
I down to House of Hoops and see if they have an exercise.
Yeah. So,
some crazy pickups there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Oh, I did also get one more pickup that I want to mention. Actually, I got it today, and it's... microphone that we're actually using tonight. It was a Father's Day gift from the wifey, and she just dropped it in my lap today, maybe an hour ago. So if the podcast sounds a bit different, guys, to the listeners as well, this is one of the reasons why. It's the first time we're using this. Also, Mike's not here to like tweak it and edit it and make it sound all...
And we don't have his equipment either.
So. Exactly, yeah, yeah, yeah. We all like Mike's equipment.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, and as I mentioned, why it's so particular as a pickup is that there's actually a colorway for the mic. My wife wanted to get me a black one, but the only one that they had in store is the cool gray colorway.
Ah,
so,
see?
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
So that's it.
Also, I was trying to get my hands on the Continental 80. On the white pair, but I don't know if you guys noticed on the Adidas Canada website, it actually sold out within first couple days. So I was very surprised, but I wanted to, I could have actually just gone to the store and like see if they had it in stock, but I'm not working at the store anymore, so I don't have that reflex right away. And I'm finding myself loving shopping online a bit more. Like, you've been in the store forever, so I don't know. Are you guys surprised that it actually sold out for...
Well, wait, when was the drop date?
The 21st of June.
21st of June. So I was, when I was at the House of Hoops getting the Tinker, they had Continental 80s. Actually,
yeah.
One of the Foot Locker reps was trying them on, and he was like, yo, what do you think of these? Well, yeah, not bad, man. Not bad. I said, how much are those? And he's like, 80 bucks. I go, 80 bucks? He goes, yeah. And then his friend goes, no, 120.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, 80 in the States. In the States, it's $80.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flash
wow.
shoe.
Wow.
Really good quality. I spoke to Jonathan Kim.
Yeah.
Because he got a pair, through Foot Locker, I believe. And he's in love with them. He loves them. They're like super solid. It's a really good alternative to...
it's a poor man Calabasas.
I wouldn't
I
say poor man
because
the quality is better.
A lot
you
of
think the quality is better?
In my opinion, 100%.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I gotta see it in
the hand. Or I think it's sturdier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have that soft
mm-hmm.
Toolbox feel, but you know, like the Calabasas, sometimes they feel so soft that you're actually gonna rip them up.
That my toe would go through.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Type of deal, but the Continental 80, they really support your foot well. The tongue is really, really comfortable too. So I'm actually very... happy to see that they are flying off. I'm pretty sure all the stores like Foot Lockers and Adidas stores, they still have in stock. But I was trying to get a pair after I noticed on the US website they had a cream colorway.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice. Like
what color are the stripes?
Same
color?
Thing. The French Terry blue and red.
Okay.
But they had a cream, like off-whitish color, like eggshell. It was super nice, and
you didn't pull the trigger?
No, because I already had gotten my Young's, and I couldn't, like, anyway, so whatever. So I went back to the Canada website and noticed they only had the white and the black. And by the time I wanted to get the white was sold out.
Oh, no.
No, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, so kind of happy about that, even though I took an L on this. We'll say it like this, but...
it's good for the company.
It's good for the company.
But they're 80 US and there's 120 here?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's not bad.
But
that's 120,
accurate. Like, yeah. 120. Like, when was the last time you actually paid
that's
120
true.
Retail
yeah.
for a shoe?
Yeah, no.
Fuck, wow.
Yeah.
And even the Young ones, they were 160 Canadian or 120 US.
Mm-hmm.
But even 120 US for a runner, like, it's pretty decent.
Yeah, no,
it's pretty good.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Well, I just hope that the price point doesn't mean that they're going to throw out tons of colorways.
Mm.
Like
I can see it happening, though.
Flood it.
Yeah. Well, I hope they don't. Or because it will take away the...
appeal.
Yeah, the appeal, the peculiarness
prestige.
Of this
yeah.
shoe. Because a lot of people did buy the Continental 80. Like, people that I... Even, like, the guy that I bought, like, some of the Jordan 1s from, he shows up at the meet, and he's wearing Continental 80s.
Hmm.
I go, yo, you like those? He goes, yeah, man. I go, why'd you get those? He goes, I go, you don't want Calabasas? And he's like, no, man. I'm down with these. He's like, I just wanted something simple and something that I could throw on whenever.
So
I'm like, okay, I get that. So do you think this can take, is it market share the right term? Market share away from a Stan Smith.
Mm.
Hmm? Stan Smith superstar
mm.
category. Well, is it,
yeah.
you know?
Maybe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Currently.
Especially at our current stage in fashion.
Yeah.
Like, when we're, like, in the vibes of, like, the workout lows, the Club C's and all that stuff, like, people will want that classic aesthetic,
mm-hmm.
but with a bit more originality. So
something new.
Something new.
Quote unquote.
Because,
yeah,
like, yeah. since 2014, 15, 16, it was like Stan superstars
yeah.
like all over the place. So it's cool to have new classic vintage looking flat shoes, like old tennis silhouettes.
Yeah. Okay.
Super cool.
And they're not a new silhouette, though.
No,
they're
straight out of 87.
They are. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. At least the stripes I'm not fond of.
I am.
I hope they mix other colorways.
Ah, the color of the stripes?
Yeah,
or
mm-hmm. like the red that comes out. And I looked at it quick and I'm like, oh, it looks a bit like a Jordan 2 low.
I can see that. Like the angle at which the stripe
yeah.
comes out from the shoe.
Yeah.
Sean is not convinced.
Nothing looks
just
like
just
a Jordan 2.
At that point.
I don't know.
Jordan 2 has much more detail to
yeah,
it,
yeah.
but...
I have to look at them
just
closer.
Just quickly.
Yeah.
But I disagree.
Just gave
you a
But
I just saw them for the first time ever on my phone just now, but I disagree.
Anyway.
No, I'm kidding.
So maybe something that you might agree upon, Sean, aside from this Continental,
yes.
you look like a 2. How about the Jordan 3 charity game, they call it, or Jordan 3 International Flight?
Yeah, I don't agree with that nickname, charity game.
No?
No, because that's stupid. Because he's in many charity games, and I don't know why they're just picking the 3 as a charity game. But anyway, there is another, the international pack, I think they're calling it.
Yeah, well, the charity game, it's because it's for the
Magic
Johnson,
yeah,
right?
But he was in that several years, and he wore
yes,
many different
yes,
kinds
yes.
of shoes. Why are they...
Grabbing that specific
yeah,
gear?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was in 1988 or something?
It was, there were several, he was in it
that,
for
okay,
several years.
Wearing his different Jordans.
Different Jordans, and they were all the same, always, usually the same color uniform, so.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, maybe.
Yes.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Maybe, from now on, every year, they'll be making a Jordan something charity game.
Okay.
Huh? What do you think? What do you think of that?
They just released the original colorways.
I hear that.
Having
okay.
said that, I'm not a fan of that release, this new international thing pack. I'm not fond of the signature on the tongue.
Okay.
I don't like the color blocking of the midsole where it's half blue, half
yeah,
blue, half
I mean,
red.
Yes.
I don't like that. There's like a split down the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, not a fan.
I find if you look at it very quickly and blink several times.
Yeah.
Does it remind you of the, what, sorry?
True Blue?
No, the Korea.
Yeah, yeah, thing. Yeah. There's a few times where it's popped up onto my feed, and I've thought, oh, that's the. Oh no, it's not. It's the new. It's
the Seoul. Yeah. S-E-O-U-L. So yeah, I don't know that, but I do like the shade of gray they use for the
elephant print.
Elephant
print. Yeah, that's actually not that bad. But the shoe as a whole, I'm not a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't like the color blocking at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
So you will not be getting that.
I will not be getting it. No.
We're getting definitely four pairs.
That's what happened with the Tinker.
Exactly. No, I was a fan of the Tinker from day one.
Yeah.
Stamped it.
All right. If that Jordan 3 didn't do it, how about the Jordan 3 K54?
Yeah.
Did you see? First. For the listeners, I think people pronounce it all different, like Kwai or
Kai.
Yeah. But we're from Montreal, so...
We speak French.
The word, yeah, it's Kate, which is like a port, or anyways.
Yes. So, French lesson aside.
Yes. So you like it?
They're okay. I like the K1s, the one that came out a few years ago,
yes.
Or a couple years ago. But these I'm not sold yet. Not sold on them yet. I'm not sure about the bottom. The sole was
like several colors, multi-color ish.
They might grow on me.
I can't do the colors.
No,
they look too kiddie.
Yeah. See, again, the midsole. It's
split.
Multi-color midsole
bothers
me.
Yeah, yeah. I do like the fact that they're using kind of like the whole upper is kind of like you know, what do you call that pattern?
Tumble?
No, it's
crackled. No.
Yeah.
Is it? I have to see it again.
No, but the material is nice.
The leather looks nice.
And they usually use nice material.
All black upper, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was all black.
If it were all black, but
that quality,
the midsole was like a green.
Sorry, I can't
which
see
is it. What they've used before for the Kai 54s, the K54s. So, yeah. It's not a winner, not a 100% winner.
Quality looks really high.
Yeah,
it's just
the
colors.
Yeah.
People have also complained about, I think it was the Cyber Monday 3s.
Yes.
That they didn't have, there was no elephant print on the actual spot where it's supposed to be elephant print.
Yeah.
And that's the same with these two. This looks like a suede,
mm-hmm.
I guess,
bumper,
are they mud guard or something?
Yeah.
Where the elephant print would be.
Okay.
But they look like great quality and those multicolor on the midsole.
Yeah.
And, no.
I don't know, there's a lot of specialty Jordans coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a lot of, I guess, general release Jordans that are, like, standing out much.
Yeah.
Like, even the Levi's 4, they're coming out.
Yeah, in a different color there.
Black and a white pair. I think...
When I look at them quick, I think Supreme.
Mm.
I don't even see Levi's... Like right
the force, yeah.
Because of the red tag.
Yeah. Yes, just a little tag. When you look at it quick.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
Maybe it's because my feed is flooded with Supreme, so whenever I see red, I'm like, oh, it's Supreme.
Oh. Yeah, I guess. I like it. I
like the white one, though.
Okay, out of, white, black, and the OG blue.
White? Yeah.
Black,
yeah. Yeah, black.
Alex, did you get
it? I would say white.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you?
I think I'd get blue.
Blue?
Yeah.
Right.
Just because
we're
it's
all
like it completes my tuxedo.
You know what's nice about the black though? The gum sole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes forward.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Completes the shoe really well.
Yeah.
So you guys like the new Yeezy coming out? We saw pictures, right? Black.
I'm a fan.
Utility black.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of black shoes, but this one I might have to get.
Well, we had mentioned it before where if it were like a deep
black,
we would be a no-go.
Yeah.
But if it's kind of the way
washed.
It is, right?
Yeah.
This is like
that's
lately faded.
You guys remember at SneakerCon, there was like a pair floating around.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
nice.
if that's actually what's coming out, then it's like a stonewashed black.
Yeah.
Super cool. Very dope. But talking about Yeezy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys?
Today was depressing.
So today is Wednesday. It's actually the day that they're releasing here in Montreal for the.
Confirmed that, yeah.
It's not called confirmed that.
Well,
anymore,
it's not.
Right?
It's transitioning into the Adidas app.
Adidas app.
Which I think makes a lot of sense.
Which is exactly
sure,
the same fucking thing. It's
no,
just
it is.
True that.
So they came out with the Adidas app, which is basically a shopping app, right? And they had confirmed app
and they basically are injecting all of the functions of Confirm into this one Adidas app. So this way we can have...
You can shop as well.
Hopefully you can shop as well.
Yes,
and
I noticed that. That's true.
And
after you catch an L, they like start showing you what you could have bought instead.
Yeah.
You can't buy this.
Other customers have purchased.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it just makes things, I guess, easier.
Yeah.
And one-stop shop to navigate. So, yeah, so Chloe, that didn't work for
no,
you?
No, it didn't work. I did think about driving along the highway and doing that stop in,
yes,
in the town next door. However, when it comes down to locking it in, like picking out the picture
square,
for the question,
yeah,
or whatnot, it's 4 o'clock. And you know what 4 o'clock is?
World Cup.
No, no. No, it's not more
kids.
Than World Cup.
Pick up the
it's
kids.
Picking up the kids.
Yeah.
So,
sorry, bro.
Miss that.
Mm.
Well, Chloe, I was on the side of the river, the side of the highway for you, because I signed up for size 8.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I tried, and this was by far the quickest L. Like, I clicked, by the time I finished reading the question,
done.
It was done.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. I clicked the image, and didn't even spin, it's bloop, all pairs are reserved.
Wow.
It's crazy, yeah? Like, I don't know if you guys remember when they first kind of like teased online, everyone was a bit on the fence, saying that too many colorways, blah blah blah. And they've literally been flooding my feed.
They're all
no,
over my feed.
It's
raffles that are all over my feed.
Yeah, it's before raffle time that the talk was like, no, too many 350s. But once it was 2 weeks before the release, everyone just stops talking. Everyone's just back on board.
Yeah.
Everyone's
crazy.
Ready to like cop. Yeah.
And I think those are gonna be like sought after.
I just hope there's the vault, the numbers are high and I could score a pair online.
I hope for you too.
I really hope so.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
there's the release. Yeah.
I was actually signed up for the Montreal drop and then I realized that Friday I'm going to Toronto over the weekend for work. So Saturday, I'm not going to be in Montreal to pick up. So I just like,
You didn't even try.
How would you say this? I desubscribe. Whatever. I unsubscribe.
unsubscribe.
I unsubscribe. And yeah, so I didn't even try. But I'm more excited about the 500s at this point.
Two of my friends scored.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Very good.
But they're like downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We're like,
do you think it
you're
affects?
More in the middle.
Really?
Yeah,
like your actual location effects?
No.
I mean, you're in the zone.
Yeah,
but maybe they have like super internet and not like LTE shit.
Oh,
you know?
No, LTE is very good.
Shit.
Anyways. Yeah. Well, okay, so Yeezy 500 is going to be the quote-unquote consolation prize?
Well, it's not over. I still got Saturday.
Ah, true.
Still the website, and then there's Livestock, OTH, Normal. There's like all of the regular like other places you can get them from.
Or
I didn't do any what's it called, raffles. I did one raffle. I did a Soul Stop raffle.
Mm.
Yeah. Or
just crushed.
Or guys. Or possibly something like this might happen to you guys. Oh, over the last week, I got a DM on Instagram from one of our listeners. And they were like, hey, man, I heard your Cactus Jack story. I have an extra one.
Mm.
Would you want it? Size 10 and a half.
Snap.
He goes, you can have it for retail. Canadian retail. He's from the United States.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. So, and I was like, whoa. His username is Ben Surleth. I hope I'm saying it right.
Mm-hmm.
Ben. So he's like, yeah, if you want it, you can have it. You know. Basically, I scored 2 pairs by mistake. I only need 1 pair. So if you want the second pair, you can have for like 300 Canadian, which is our retail.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, but I just spent all my money on like all these other shoes. So he goes, well, you know what? You can ask your whole crew if anyone wants it. That's all I'm asking. You know. I want to find someone that will actually appreciate that.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
dope,
that's cool.
Yes,
so I actually messaged like the, you know, like all our friends in Canada that does the social media stuff. And no one was like, I'm good. because most of them are from Toronto. They were probably, you know, able to pick up
five pairs.
Yeah. And then, so I started asking some Montreal guys if they wanted a pair. And our good friend Sammy San is taking them.
Nice.
So it's super dope.
Nice.
Such a cool move.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, out of the blue. Like, totally unexpected, but super appreciated. And now, it's not a misstep, but he shipped them UPS because he's not used to shipping international.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So for the people who don't know, if you're in Canada and you're receiving a package from anywhere, basically, that's not Canada, and you're using UPS or FedEx, you'll get hit with high brokerage and custom fees.
Mm-hmm.
So ship USPS, mark
yeah.
it as a gift.
Yeah.
So
USPS.
Send a size 8 to me.
Usually you can get cloned.
Usually USPS is like the safest bet for us to not get hit by fees. But for this case here, he sent UPS, but we're totally like, yeah, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
It's actually an opportunity for me to really experience how to clear customs on my own.
Mm.
So after Ben sent me the tracking, he was super cool. The guy's like, it was like the weekend. He's like, I'll have them shipped by today.
Wow.
And he's like, she shows me the freaking tracking on the receipt and everything.
Wow.
This is like,
that's dope, man.
Yeah, super complete transaction from a guy that's totally doing me a big favor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, wow.
And then basically, I got the UPS tracking number. So today, I called UPS and I asked them. I go, look, I want to clear it on my own. And they're like, okay, perfect. So the process in Canada is this. Once UPS comes to your door and says, here's your package, there are also some brokerage and custom fees that you have to pay, you say, I am not accepting the package. I am refusing delivery. So what they will do is mark it, okay, fine, and then they bring it back to the warehouse. At that point, you call UPS and you say, look, I refuse the delivery. I am going to clear the package on my own. They're like, fine. And then you call customs, and then you say, look, I have this package. I'm going to clear it on my own. Then you have to go pay them.
Oof.
Customs then gives you a form saying that
it's
you've
clear.
Paid. You cleared the customs. Then you take that form, you go to UPS, and you go pick up your package.
Wow. What's your window in this? Like, how much time do you have to do it so
That's
that they don't take it and send it back to the
center? I got you. I actually did not ask that question. Also, I'm not going to wait like
mm-hmm.
a week or
yeah,
thing.
Do
like, I'm
going to
do it whenever. Once they've attempted delivery once, then I'll start my process, you know?
Okay.
I know that Calbee has done this before, and he showed like what they wanted to charge and what he actually ended up paying. Like, he once had a bill for like $90 Canadian in brokerage and customs, and he ended up paying like $14 or something.
Wow.
I think those were like the numbers.
Wow.
So yeah, and this package, the customs, when I call UPS, I give them the tracking number. They go, yes, so you're going to be paying about $100 in customs and brokerage. So I go, okay, that's fine. Because I'm like totally fine with that. I'm just going to do it on my own. Like, clear it on my own.
It'll
cost
you like $15,
$20. Exactly. It's not called clearing customs on your own. It's called self-accounting.
Mm.
That's the term.
Wow.
And that's it.
Wow. I learned something new today.
Yeah. But it should be like, you know, put a little time into it and then should be fine.
Yeah. Well, it's worth the time. If it's not,
totally,
it's,
totally.
You'll save that much money.
So maybe you can order more from the States now.
Damn right. Mm-hmm.
Also, I have to mention that Ben, he sent it to us for like $300. That's like, that's shipped.
Wow.
Yeah. He said it's not 300 plus shipping. That's shipped. So, total
wow.
bonus.
Shout out to him.
Yeah,
shout
out
to you, man.
Him.
Whoa.
Big Ben.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
It's amazing.
Very cool.
So, Chloe, you know, you didn't score on the Yeezy.
So, if anybody...
We're not asking, but...
That's where we were going with this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
it.
But there are still a lot of possibilities. So, good luck, Chloe.
Thank you.
Chris, you're going for this one?
No.
No?
No.
Sean, you're going for this?
Yeah, of course. You know me, Mr.
I'll
Easy.
I'll message all of you guys at 8:25 to get ready.
To,
copy it online.
Sure.
Do it online.
8? Size 8?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
perfect. Okay.
And if you score and you score and you score all in size 8, it's all okay.
That's right.
It's awesome. Okay. You have 2 hands and 2 feet. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So, I don't know. Did you guys want to talk about more shoes that are coming out this week, or?
Oh yeah, those Air Max ones that are on steroids there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you like them, Chloe?
No,
the
no,
just
no.
Do it. The Air Max one, just do it.
They're like Chloe's not a fan. There's like off white, off everything on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like overdone.
I actually kind of like the orange pair.
Me too.
It's too much.
The thing is, it's a woman's shoe.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So you have to find, so for Sean and I don't know if they do extend it up to your size, man.
No, I don't think so.
Me, I would have to get an extended size.
In the US, they might.
Yeah, maybe. True.
It's an ad, like, way overdone.
Yeah.
I like it because it's fonts and logos that they've used before,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It's commercial.
It's a commercial. Yeah.
I really don't see it like that.
No,
I don't know what
it
is.
I don't even though it's not nostalgic at all. There's something nostalgic about it.
Oh, you mean it's not
an old
shoe?
You guys are using the logos.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an old silhouette, but the colorway obviously is not old or original, but it's because it's got the Nike branding all over it.
Yeah, yeah. But Chloe, you mentioned off-white.
It's because of the tag on that swoosh, on the back end of the swoosh. There's an orange Nike tag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just that it's not the off-white signature. What?
Right.
No,
it's
no,
just
no,
the
no,
position
no, no.
of where that.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
yes. Well, I think the whole off-white collection has kind of prepped our minds to start accepting stuff like this.
Mm.
You know,
it's just a position.
You know what? You've actually persuaded. Now I'm looking at it again, and it does look like an off-white kind of like they've thrown the
totally,
some
totally.
Sort of off-white.
That,
thing.
That's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's why I like it.
That's why you like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just missing like just do it in quotation marks.
You know what the funny thing is?
Yes.
I don't like
that.
It's got just do it. It's missing the quotation
marks.
That's right.
I don't particularly like orange. Orange sneakers.
Certain sneakers, I'm actually a fan of orange.
Purple and orange, not my thing.
Yeah.
But recently I've picked up
yeah
a couple of Jordan 1s
right.
in the orange colorway. And now this shoe.
Yeah, but that's shattered backboard level. That's
I know,
that's
but
not
like,
even orange.
I mean.
It's just quality.
Yeah.
That's
fruity.
That's
yeah.
true.
I can't wait for the young ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Orange young ones, yeah. Yeah. We'll have an orange battle. How's that?
Oh man.
Who did it better? Orange, 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 orange everywhere.
I'm still not sure how I'm gonna lace my pair. Because usually I don't lace shoes.
You can unlace them. You can like
I took
them
half a size smaller just so that they'd fit super snug and I don't have to worry about the lacing system.
Now that I got a second pair, I'm considering trying to get a third pair to really beat it up.
Do it.
To like dance
everybody's
going to
do it.
Because dance. Like I've meant to like dance. I've meant to find a good running shoe for dancing. Because I've ripped up a few ZX. So I'm trying to try different things. I can't dance in AQTs and I've only been dancing in Superstars. So finally like a good running shoe that has like suede and like nylon and like a good constructed upper, so it's either I try and scoop like the red and blue colorway to dance, but I think that like dancing in the orange colorway would be like
it's
very flash.
And if you get the red, you'll want to keep it nice because
yes,
it's your only red.
Have one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So tripling up is the new doubling up.
That's
is that
right.
It?
That's right.
That
I
it,
I used
right?
to like quadruple up.
Oh,
like, if I could, like
yeah.
There's like a few pair of shoes I had like 2, 3, 4 of them. But then, I guess when prices started to go like much higher, it's a concept
it's
that
hard.
Became
yeah.
crazy to anyone that was buying shoes.
Yeah.
I guess.
Liquidated my triples, except for 95. Mm. Oh,
yes,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. The what do you call it? The price point of the young one allows you to
right?
consider it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
true. That's good.
Fuck! I can't wait. I'm gonna wear it to a concert.
So do you? Do you want all the colorways of the young one now?
I'm a big fan of the silhouette.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
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 Close.
I can skip that red and blue because it's
I'm
yeah.
dominantly red.
Uh-huh.
So I can skip.
I'm not feeling the white red one at all.
But how about the like the all? Was it beige?
Or something? Like a triple white comes out.
Yeah.
Yes, I might entertain it. Yeah. I can't wait to try it on.
So actually, sneakers and stuff. Yes. They have a special makeup pack that's coming out. It's all gray and all purple. Purple is not your color, but it's purple is one of those situations where like you kind of have to like break your head on how you're gonna wear it, just like the orange one, but. It's like tonal. So the gray is nicer in that bag, in my opinion.
Hmm.
Okay.
You know what color shoe I'm due for?
Hmm.
An olive pair.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like what happened to olive boys?
Yeah. You take it.
Wait. I feel like I've posted some olive stuff recently.
You know what? But you guys haven't bought anything olive in a long time.
No, there wasn't anything olive worthy. I'm waiting for $350, an olive $350.
Oof.
That would be
that's
olive.
Not bad. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all in on the Olive 350, sure.
Yeah. You want to be an Olive Boy too?
I do.
There are these two are called Olive Boys, yeah.
You know what else I would like to see? Well, there is some olive green in it or whatnot. I would like to see the Jordan 1 Gucci come back.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it's not
in
a
high.
In a high,
think,
yeah.
In a high with the Nike Air
right,
on
the
top.
Proper branding, and yeah.
I think that would be great.
You think the hype beasts will pump it up to be something that it's not, you know, more than
always,
what it
is.
Isn't
that always what happens?
I think they will inject a whole fit to
right.
go with that shoe.
Yeah.
And then you can see pictures with slides on the side and whatnot.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Mm. Yeah, good call. Yeah.
But that shoe in a high, I'm telling you, they make money.
So we are Wednesday today. I guess we tell the people what we're going to do tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Chloe, Alex, since we've been talking about the orange young one so much, Chloe, Alex, and I will be doing a quick, short road trip across the border.
Like very quick.
Yeah, to pick up the young one delivery.
Yeah.
And then coming back. Yeah.
Hopefully get some cheap McDonald's across the border.
Get
some nicely priced gas and then come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also will be picking up a shoe.
I was going to ask.
At the warehouse.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a pair of Kyrie 2s in the Duke colorway.
Oh, of course.
All black with a huge Duke in the back.
Of course.
Which I will be wearing
to
Sean and mine's mandate.
That's right.
We have a
That's
mandate
right.
on August 19th
That's right.
to go see the Duke game in Montreal.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I just spent the weekend with Brian in Albany, New York, and now I'm going to have a date with
Chris.
Yeah,
I saw how you did that without notifying me.
Well, hey.
But, you know, that's fine.
We're open.
What was that date again?
What's that?
What's the date?
August
19th.
Yeah. So.
I might be going on vacation.
Oh. Yeah. We'll be vacationing on the, in row C of the arena. Yeah. I think we're three rows behind one of
the
benches.
Benches, right? Yeah.
I'm so hoping it's the Duke bench. Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Wow. Nice.
So, recently I was reading up on, like, some Michael Jordan stuff. Because, you know, I'm kind of getting excited about that documentary that's going to drop on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I'm reading these old stories about him. And people that talk about him always say the same thing. Like, he's like the black cat. He's very cool and everything. And I always had an image of him being very cool, like regardless of what he did, even the jeans that he wears.
The worst jeans.
Worst jeans. Doesn't matter.
No, he's still cool.
Still cool. And I was like, whoa. I wonder how it feels to be that type of person that doesn't have to worry about what other people think of them.
Well, I mean, another excellent example of that is when he was giving the speech to the UNC players a couple years ago. And he said something about the ceiling is the roof.
The
ceiling is the roof.
Yeah.
And it was like a motivational speech. I'm sure he meant like, you know, the sky's the limit kind
yeah,
of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he said the ceiling is the roof. And everyone's like, what the hell does that mean? They made t-shirts out of that shit and sold them.
No way.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
And they sold.
Yeah.
Amazing. And then it was like, and then the UNC won the championship that year.
Yes.
And they,
I don't
they,
remember.
The t-shirts were, yeah, that's right. But the t-shirts were ceiling goat champion.
Ceiling goat champion. That's
like
funny.
That, yeah. So, all that to say, he can do no wrong.
He can do no wrong, and he just stays cool, right?
Yeah.
So, and I was trying to, these guys I follow on Instagram, whenever they put out this persona of these people that are also very chill, very cool, kind of like a I don't give a fuck type of attitude, but it looks cool. Like,
yeah.
And I was wondering, wow, can I put out a persona like that and I go be believable to the people out there? Or do I even want to? And I was like, what type of shoe could I get that could make me cool status? Like, let's say, so someone that has all sorts of shoes, regardless. Like, yo, I need something to bump my status up. What kind of shoe can do that? Like, is it just a shoe that could do that? Or is it you getting a shoe and doing something cool with it that would make you cool enough?
Hmm. I think that's the second option. I think
what you do with the shoe?
Yeah, I think I'll value more how a person dresses with it, or if I see like something impressive, or something that's going to travel time or generations, you know, like for you guys, Michael Jordan, for example, but then like the superstars for me were cool because of dancing, hip hop, like stuff like that. So it travels time and the shoe becomes cool. Because if it's like, it's a representation of a, like a culture of an era of a, or a personality.
But is there something that you can get? Let's say there's a sneakerhead out there and he's like, I can't buy tons of sneakers. I can't do it anymore. I can buy one. I need one. And I need one that will, like you said, stand the test of time and, but make me cool, undeniably cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not, that's not bad. No. You see this guy in this shoe and you're like, that's fucking cool.
I think the black and red one can do that.
Yep. A Chicago one can do that as well.
Chicago one. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, at a certain point, it doesn't matter what shoe you get. You know, certain people are just not going to be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, a shoe is, I think it's more like Alex said, there's got to be something about your persona to begin with that maybe has something, a cool aspect to it. I don't think a shoe can, no matter how cool the shoe is going to make you cool.
Okay, well, how about this then? So we're not saying that we are cool, okay?
I know I'm not cool.
But is there a shoe that you got in your sneaker lifetime that made you feel cool? So,
yeah.
Sean, you already gave us a really dope story of your Jordan 3 pickup, right?
Yeah.
And that, people that was, running down the court with you.
Following me down the sidelines, yelling at me during a game, saying, where'd you get those?
Is there like another instance where you're like, or even like not someone telling you, but you getting, putting those shoes on, you're like, yo, man.
I think anytime I got a new pair of Air Jordans back in the 80s and early 90s, it felt that way. Like when I got my black fours in 89, it was the coolest feeling. Walking, even though nobody in my school really cared about Jordans, I knew I had something on my feet that was badass. And it felt good. So anytime I got a new pair of Jordans back in the day, that felt good. It's diluted over time a little bit, but I still get that feeling a little bit, even today.
So like, let's say you get one of the new, like a new retro that's coming out now, and you wear it in the street, and you walk into a room full of sneakerheads, you can like hold your head up high.
Yeah. You know what? I undies my Tinkers. Actually, Brian and I both undies our Tinkers. And
I saw
Albany,
that.
Right?
Yes.
And I felt really cool wearing them in the mall.
Nice. Yeah.
I felt like, oh my, I felt really good. I hadn't done that. I haven't felt that in a while. Like just, I busted out a new pair. First time I put them on my feet. Walked to the mall, walked through a mall. I never go to a mall anymore, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were walking through the mall with our Tinkers, and we thought we were hot shit. And the guy at one of the stores we were in had no clue what they were.
Oh,
so,
nice. Oh,
that's even better. That's good.
Yeah, what is that? A three? It was at Jimmy Jazz, actually.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that was shocking. The guy at Jimmy Jazz had no idea what we were wearing, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was a cool experience, for sure. We were not cool at all, by the way, but we felt cool.
Nice.
And on that day, I just happened to also be wearing Kickers 3.
Yes.
And I Cherry met up with me. And I don't think she had seen them in person.
Okay.
And for like a good 5 minutes, she's like, yo, those are really cool.
Yeah.
Those are really cool. She kept saying, I think she took a picture of them with her phone, and she actually considered, like, I think I should get my size.
Wow.
Type of deal. Yeah.
Huh.
So,
Tinker fever.
I do have to say, wearing that shoe recently has made me feel...
Yeah.
Chest puffed up.
Yeah, a little bit, eh? Yeah.
Yes. With a bit of kumodi. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. You guys, was there a moment back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When I got my Nike Air Solo flights.
Mm.
Yeah, ooh.
That changed everything. I had a different walk.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I went from like fake LA Gears to one of the only kids that have suede shoes,
mm-hmm.
suede basketball shoes in school.
Man.
I was on top of the world, man.
Nice.
Fuck me.
Those were super nice.
I was like beyond cool.
Yeah. Those are super nice.
It's going to be very sad, but I can't make my mind to go further than the first Zebra drop. I can't think of anything else for that specific question. I can't think of anything else prior to the first Zebra drop.
That's because you're only 26, Alex.
No, you can't. But I've been like wearing and buying shoes for like
of course,
10 years.
Of course, I'm kidding.
I got another shoe. The Beluga. First Belugas.
The first Beluga, yeah.
That was super dope.
That was a night breaker.
So a lot of people weren't feeling them, but when I wore them, holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was next level.
Mm-hmm. What else? My God, I'm trying to think.
But how about, so Alex, when you were at the store, all the people that were lining up all the time for like all these releases,
mm-hmm.
whenever you'd walk into the store, didn't you feel cool?
Yeah.
Because you were the guy.
Mm-hmm.
The gatekeeper.
Gatekeeper.
Yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't necessarily about the shoes. It was...
No, but at least it was like the sneakers, right?
To that, I was always trying to wear...
It's the extra thing.
I was always trying to wear the proper attire for those special days.
Because right.
I knew people would pay attention,
uh-huh.
right? So I was always trying to wear the nice stuff for those specific days. But yeah, so that, for example, like that, the first Zebra drop, it dragged all tons of attentions. And I think I mentioned that on the pod one time, but like I was once like walking on St. Catherine just going to get a coffee, and I was wearing my Zebras and my velour burgundy tracksuit.
Uh-huh.
And the guy screamed across the street, "Yo, your fit is hard, bro."
Thank you.
And I started laughing a little bit. Thank you, across the street, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then on my way back to the store, I bumped into those two kids, and they were like, "Oh my God, he's wearing the Zebras."
Wow.
And it was like the day or like a few days after the drop. And I remember because I had never felt like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I had gotten the Belugas and the Olive Yeezys before, but like the Zebra was something very like
special.
Special.
Yeah, because the first drop was very limited.
It was only Adidas stores.
Yeah.
So it was like it was very funky, mm-hmm. and like it felt like
it felt the same way when the McChickens came out too.
Yes, sure. Yeah. And I wore them on the first day my store reopened, and like everyone was looking at them. Yeah. It's true. But yeah, see, but like I know that like I bought a bunch of cool stuff before that. It's just I really can't picture or remember precise moments where I would feel how I felt when the brand heat started to lift up, and and then the Yeezys like were like everywhere, you know?
Huh. Interesting.
But I do have some cool stuff.
Oh, you do, for sure.
And
you are cool.
Thank you. Thank you. But I remember like walking in my ZX 8000 Aqua for the first time.
Yeah.
Even though like no one probably knew what they were, like it was just like for me the pride of like walking in my favorite shoe of all time. I was like, whoa! Like this is. I was walking like chest pump because like I thought it was the coolest shit like wearing those.
Yeah.
So that's probably as close as I would say I felt.
Hmm.
So, do you guys, I know we don't consider ourselves cool, but do you remember a time when you ever thought of yourself as being not cool? Like, in the world of sneakers.
Oh, in the world of sneakers.
Sorry. Not day astrophysics. Day.
Right now, I feel I'm cool. And I'm with you guys, so that's a bad sign.
Wait, you just...
I'm cool in the world of sneakers. No.
No, yeah. I always felt very proud of the way I wear my stuff and the way I pick what I want to wear and the things I buy. Like and I think the only way to get to that level is to be honest with yourself about the stuff that you actually like.
Okay.
And to be able to filter the noise and just like focus on, you know, like trying to be as less influenced to the masks. And yes and no, but I mean,
yeah.
Just really stick to your guns, basically. You can be influenced.
Yeah.
You can be totally influenced by the
mask.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that I've always respected the way I like to dress.
Okay.
So that I've always felt like... It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a terrible thing to say, right?
No, it's not. It's confidence more than
anything. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think, and being in my 40s, it's for me, it's more not with the shoes. I always think whatever shoes I have on are cool, but it's what I wear.
Okay.
It took me a long time to get up the courage to buy a pair of skinny jeans.
Okay.
In my 40s, because I'm like, I shouldn't be, at 44, I shouldn't be wearing skinny jeans, but I have skinny jeans now, and I like them. They make my shoes look better.
There you go. Yeah.
So that's,
okay.
That's all
very
that matters
cool.
to me.
Are you happy that baggy pants are coming back in style?
Not really. I never let know. I always, oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it was back in the day it was baggy, but I don't like baggy pants anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, being 44, now that I'm into skinny jeans, baggy pants are coming back.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm a few years behind the curve.
Chloe, do you have like a...
Yeah. I think in the... Back in the day... I probably thought I was cool, but now when I clean up and look at shoes and whatnot, I'm like, how did I think I was cool back then, right? Like I was cleaning up my garage, I found a bag, a sports experts bag full of shoes, and it's just all my Reebok classics.
No shit.
Yeah, all my Reebok classics. And they all had fat laces in the colorway of the shoe.
Right, right, right.
So it was like overdone. Like big time overdone. And I'm like, this is not cool. But back in the day, it was fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I gotta fucking undo all these shoes or fucking give them away. There's no way I fucking wear them.
Send me pictures. I'm curious to see what you had.
The fat laces were huge back
I have,
in the day.
I have like
they're
four.
This thick,
yeah,
man. They're like as thick as scotch tape. Like,
I remember
like,
those laces.
Yeah. I have like three shoe boxes filled with fatties, like different colors and stuff.
Just picture the Reebok Classic silhouette, all in white. Just the lines in orange with orange laces.
Dope.
Baby blue with baby blue laces.
Wow.
Red.
Wow.
Red laces.
Where would you get your fat laces back in the day?
Back in the day, it was
it's
a Foot Locker.
Fat laces are us.
Foot Locker. I used to get them.
Nice.
Every single color, I'd bring my shoe, look, go to the counter and match that shit. Boom.
Dope.
Wow.
Yeah, but back then, it was so different. It was like Reeboks, fat laces, baggy jeans. If not, it was cargos. With my Gap Anorak jacket, my matching Gap backpack, with the straight up, and then the dad hat. That's how it was. Back in the day, 2000s.
Still sounds pretty dope to me.
That was 2000s.
Drop the fat laces though, and like you have a pretty cool fit.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know, man. The shoes really popped back then, but I don't like now. Like I just when I look at it,
I can still picture that fit as being like relevant and cool right now.
Maybe it'll come back.
Bust it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only way you'll find. You'll only way you'll know, man.
That's right.
You gotta wear it
just down, allow downtown. Us to be there to take photos and
yeah.
a video.
All right, yeah. It's gonna be Halloween next pod.
There you go.
Pop yeah.
this up.
All right. So, I think that's it for the cool discussion. I don't know if some of the listeners have some thoughts on like how they felt sometimes when they bought their sneakers, how they felt when they picked out one particular, they were able to pick up one particular pair of sneakers and how that made them felt. If you guys want to share your story, go ahead and hit us up on our Instagram. Also on Instagram, want to remind everyone, or I don't know if we hinted at it last pod, but right now going on, we have a giveaway. It's the Puma times Sega RS0 Dr. Eggman shoe giveaway that we're doing in conjunction with Girls on Games. That is at Girls on Games on Instagram. They have their own podcast about gaming from the girls' perspective. It's Mike's wife's podcast. So if you guys want to check that out, check out their IG as well for the contest. You can double entry that way. And we will pick one of the winners and we'll announce it. I think it ends July 15th. So get on it. Check out the IG and good luck to anyone that's participating. Aside from that, I don't know. Do you guys have any shout outs? Want to send something out to the peoples? Huh?
Enjoy your summer. Wear your shoes. No, it's actually like it's summertime. Yeah, it's time. Like yeah. Break some necks.
Yeah.
It's summertime. Take exactly. some cool photos. Send us some photos.
We did get a message back from, I just know his IG now, which is really bad. It's BirdCub76. He was the one that asked us the question about picking up a pair of Band 1s at the Chicago Sneaker Con.
Yes.
And we weren't sure which Band 1 he was talking about. He was actually talking about the 2016 version.
Oh, so the newer one.
Yes.
The latest one.
He said, he replied, he said he wears size 9, which is very popular.
Uh-huh.
For the Asian market, apparently, so they're like higher value or higher resale price, so it was a bit difficult to pick it up at the sneaker con. He did give us a brief review saying that it was jam packed in there, like hard to move around.
Oh man,
jeez!
At the sneaker con, which is exciting,
yeah.
I find,
yeah.
right?
If you're not displaying your shoes there, you're old. You're 29 year old shoes.
Yeah. I hear that. I do know that, so we went to the Toronto Sneaker Con, went to the one in our town, Montreal. I would like to check out one that's maybe in the States
yeah,
to see how
fun.
Big it is or how
mm-hmm.
how they do it differently or whatnot. So maybe down the line.
New York.
Road trip. And I don't know. Is anything else? Any shout outs?
No, that's it.
Yeah, pretty cool. Shout out to all the family in Toronto, right? The Canada Got Soul Boys, their podcast. And shout out to Mikey. I think is he celebrating his birthday while he's away?
I think so.
Yeah. So happy birthday.
We miss you, Mike.
Yeah. The audio misses you too.
Yeah.
We don't know how this is going to sound, but hey, whatever. Yeah. And that's it.
Thank you guys for tuning in. You can find us on Instagram at The Sneaker Podcast, on Twitter at The Sneaker Pod. And Chris, where can the people find you?
At Christopher.Chu.
What about you, Scott?
At Scholar23.
Ski!
And at Mochi Support Group.
What about you, Clo?
At Clorel.
You can find our homeboy, Mikey, at On Air with Mike D. And you can find myself, Alex, at Suji Cypher Sons. And thank you guys for tuning in. And we hope you enjoyed this episode. And we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.